This is where, of course, God is approaching Adam and Eve in the garden after they have disobeyed the Lord and have eaten of the forbidden fruit. And we have this account beginning there in verse number 9 is where I'll be reading. The Bible says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Tonight, we're going to be picking up in our session 17 and talking about overcoming your anxiety and fear. And this is part one. And the text that we just read shows the first time the human being has shown forth a spirit of fear. Before sin, there was no fear. There was no feeling of vulnerability, if you will, as Jim Berg had states it a couple times. But we do find it right here. And we're going to talk about more of that account of Adam's fear when we get to letter B. Because we're going to primarily be, if we even make it halfway, that'll be good tonight. But in letter A, there in your outline, that says, understanding the nature of your emotions. Now, the past 16 sessions, we have really been putting everything in place to give us the infrastructure, if you will, to the knowledge of God. The past 16 sessions have been emphasizing our relationship with God, and secondly, our relationship with others. And when those two things are right, we're on the right path of having a quiet soul instead of a noisy soul. But we're going to get into some of the nuts and bolts of this. So, some of this is technical that I'm going to read tonight. And folks, I don't have to tell you this. I'm in no way a medical expert, and I am in no way claiming to be knowledgeable of all these terms that I'm going to mention. I have an idea of some of them, but they are stated in the book, and I do believe they have a place to understand in the context of our study. And I'll be mentioning a few of those things. But what we've been growing in through this session, through this study, is our knowledge of God. Because we know He is truly all that we need. And so we're going to look tonight, first of all, at this understanding the nature of your emotions. Number one, we see emotions and bodily sensations, feelings, triggered by changes in body chemistry. All right, so that's kind of if you want to circle that there in your notes, the idea of changes in body chemistry. We're going to look at what are all the things in life that change the body chemistry. Well, number one, we're going to notice that bodily disease and trauma change body chemistry and can affect feelings. Now, can something be wrong with my body that is causing those feelings of fear, of anxiety, and other feelings? Of course. And that we're going to see more in detail how God has designed our bodies for that to be our friend and not our foe. But there's also the opposite true. There are times where it can be a foe. But think about the idea of bodily disease and trauma changing the body chemistry. We know specifically most notable are dysfunction in the endocrine or central nervous system, fatigue, infections, and post-surgery effects can definitely bring very difficult pain, and that results in feelings of being down. We also think of down feelings in themselves are not sinful and can be purely physically induced. So that is something to keep in mind. Just because we're feeling down does not mean it's sinful. The body and the heart, and when he says the heart here, he is using it in the context that the Bible uses it And that is the soul of an individual, your emotions, your intellect, your will. It's your being. When he refers to the heart, and when I say the heart, that's what it's referring to. So the body and heart interact with each other in very important ways that God designed for us. When we get those ways twisted around is where we run into some major problems. And we're going to seek how we can avoid that and follow the leading of the Spirit. Let me say this. The body can be a stumbling block to the heart. The body can, in fact, be a stumbling block to the heart. Now, again, let me just reiterate. The body is made up of two components. You have an immaterial, which is the heart that I mentioned, and then you have the material, which is the body. Some people think that we are bodies who just happen to have a soul, but the Bible says that we are souls that have been equipped with bodies. And they are to be a tool. They are to be an instrument for God's glory. So again, back to my point there that we have in our outline here, the body can be a stumbling block to the heart. Oh, how does that happen? Well, let me just give you a quick example. Some of you were here when I had my bike wreck about a year and a half ago. I was riding down the road in my neighborhood, and I was going full speed down a hill thinking I was 10 years old again. And then what made it worse is my lab was running full speed beside me, and I took it as a challenge and tried to go faster to beat the dog. And about the time I thought I was pulling ahead, Gracie decides to take a sharp, she's on my right, she decides to take a sharp left in front of me. The rest is history. I go flying over the handlebars. My head hits the pavement. I roll a couple times and pop up. I have to say probably my first initial thought was, thank God I'm alive. Because that was quite a fall. And my son, I tell the story if you hadn't heard this, but my son who saw the accident, all I heard him was say is, that was awesome. Like, how does that happen? How does your son say that? After he almost saw his dad die. Anyway, but anyway, he thought it was pretty cool, and I think it helped that he saw me pop up and put on my cap, you know, and things like that. But nevertheless, you know, when I had that wreck and my head hit the pavement, I popped up, I had blood, I was coming down, it was hurting, the adrenaline was going, of course, but I had some thoughts come to my head. After I got up and realized there was no broken bones, I had some thoughts come to my head that were really not normal thoughts. Yes! I am about to kill this dog. And I was serious in my mind. I'm thinking, you know, that is something that just came to my mind that I typically do not think that way, okay? I like animals. I like pets. I'm for them. But this instance and what really triggered that was my body was inflicted pain, and so it changed my thinking in that sense and led and was a stumbling block to my heart. It was not normal. But you know, the heart can be a stumbling block to the body. The heart can be a stumbling block to the body. For instance, there are times when we are sick, different situations are going on, and you know the body is feeling bad, but you lay in the bed and you think to yourself, "Oh, this is the worst day of my life. I'm not going to make it. I'm done. You know, why is this going to happen to me?" And the body, the heart, can be a stumbling block to the body in that way. But one of the things we need to understand as we get to this section Our body is never responsible for our thoughts. Okay? Our body is never responsible for our thoughts. Our heart is responsible for our thoughts. Remember, the body is equipped. The heart is equipped with the body. So our thoughts come from the heart, and we'll need to understand it. And we'll get more into that. I'm almost out of my time here. I think I got another 5 minutes. But secondly, we see bodily disease and trauma can change body chemistry and can affect feelings. You can underline that even in your letter A. But letter B, notice ingested chemicals change body chemistry. Medications, for instance, taken for non-psychiatric problems are the single most frequent cause of negative feelings that mimic counseling problems. Now, let me just read here with you just a couple things that are in the cliff notes here of the outline. This discussion that we're having right now is about changes in body chemistry are based upon biological processes at work primarily in the autonomic, nervous, and endocrine systems. These are proven chemical changes that affect feelings. These chemical changes are not to be, now get this, I want to emphasize this. These chemical changes are not to be confused with the chemical imbalance in the brain theories promoted by the pharmaceutical industry as causes of psychiatric problems. Also, it says endocrine dysfunctions that can produce down feelings include, and it's a whole list of different diseases here that I'm not going to go through because I can't pronounce half of them. But they are nevertheless listed here. Many other medical problems can also produce down feelings, including autoimmune dysfunctions such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, chronic infections, diseases, anemia, electrolyte deficiencies, and so forth. And these possibilities underscore the necessity of a complete medical exam by a physician who is willing to explore non-psychiatric causes of depressed symptoms. So again, just wanted to mention that because no one's saying here in our study that down feelings are not always sinful. But we do know that our feelings, our body is not responsible for the feelings. Our heart is ultimately responsible. So also we understand of things such as caffeine. Caffeine is the most widely used drug in the U.S. Overconsumption is the stimulus behind many anxious feelings of agitation. And I can relate to this. I like caffeine. But I do know that in my own life, when I've had too much, I can tell it. It does bring anxiety. And you have to be careful. And, you know, you can't become a slave to it. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't believe so. If it is abused, it can cause anxiety. And if you got something in your life that's causing anxiety, you're doing it to such a degree, you got to stop doing it. It's not the will of God. It's not the will of God for His people to be anxious. You know, we are to be filled with God's Spirit, full of joy and peace. So let me give you a couple more here. We also see that what is another cause of change in body chemistry? Well, there is behavior changes body chemistry. That's letter C. So you have choices about exercise change body chemistry. Exercise stimulates the release of endorphins, which can cause the body to feel well, to feel good. And so that's a behavior that can change body chemistry. You also have choices about how much you exercise and how it affects you, the way you feel. And so we do understand that behavior can change, not only in exercise, but number two, choices about sleep. Choices about sleep change body chemistry. Now, most people are sleep deprived. And so it's not only that, but there's a problem with a lot of even believers is that it is common for Christians to not just be at ease in life, to be at peace. In other words, we're not resting in the Lord. And that will cause changes in the body chemistry. A relaxed body, it says here, and mind actually turn off the effects of the sympathetic nervous system. And so the truth is your body will not rest while you push. And there are times where we push way too far and end up doing more damage than good. Also, your body will rest when your mind is at rest. That is so important. You know, you got a lot of things running through your mind. Maybe you're one of those that you analyze a lot, analytical, and it can bring a paralyzing effect to you. And I'm one of those that there are times, it depends on how serious it is, there are times where there may be something real heavy on my heart and mind that I can't go to sleep. Most of the time, I go out pretty good. My head hits the pillow. I'm going to sleep. And I'm thankful for that gift. But my wife, on the other hand, is not that way. She's got something on her mind. It takes her a while to wind down. And the only time that was switched around was actually it happened on our honeymoon. And, you know, it's interesting how you start learning about each other right in the first week. And I could not go to sleep. Well, what I figured out later, and we both laughed about it later, is that we had, wherever that restaurant we'd eaten that night, I asked for decaf. And I knew that I couldn't drink coffee that late. Well, I got home, we got ready to go to bed, and I was trying to go to sleep. I realized very quickly, that wasn't decaf. I was wide awake. And so I'm huffing and puffing and just kind of irritated that I can't go to sleep. And my wife, we laugh about it now, but my wife, she probably don't know what time it was. Maybe it was around 1 or 2 o'clock. And she said, "Honey, do you want to go to the living room and read?" That was very foreign to me because I said, "No, I want to stay here and go to sleep." I don't know why I just told you that story, but it's kind of funny. But nevertheless, we do all have different track minds, and some of us can release things better than others. But nevertheless, we do want to strive to be at rest, to be at peace with God and with others. And that's what we're talking about here. We also think about choices about diet change. A diet change will affect body chemistry. You choose what you put in your mouth. It affects the way you feel. If all you have is junk, it's going to have an effect on your body chemistry. And it's going to affect the way you feel. And so there is a proper balance to do that. And we're going to pick up with the next one on next Wednesday. That'd be letter D, thoughts change body chemistry. Let's pray together. Please keep your outline and stick it in your Bible, and we'll pick up next week.